This is Jay Sekulow, a victory for the Bible in Tacoma, Washington, and a new Attorney General nominee.
My nomination of Judge Michael Mukasey to be the 81st Attorney General of the United States. Judge, thank you for agreeing to serve.
I am, of course, deeply honored to be selected as the nominee for Attorney General of the United States.
Judge Mukasey brings impressive credentials to this task.
The department faces challenges vastly different from those it faced 35 years ago.
Earned the reputation as a tough but fair judge, sound manager, and a strong leader. Judge Mukasey was widely admired for his brilliance and his integrity.
The principles remain the same: to pursue justice by enforcing the law with unswerving fidelity to the Constitution.
This honorable and decent man has served with distinction.
The Justice Department must also protect the safety of our children, the commerce that assures our prosperity, and the rights and liberties that define us as a nation.
It's a pivotal time for our nation, and it's vital that the position of Attorney General be filled quickly. I urge the Senate to confirm Judge Mukasey promptly.
Well, there you have it. The President of the United States announcing this morning at 10:30 the nomination of Judge Mike Mukasey to be the next Attorney General of the United States. Judge Mukasey was the former Chief Judge of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. That is in Manhattan. That is the busiest U.S. District Court in the United States, which means it's the busiest court in the world. As the Chief Judge, in addition to being a sitting judge hearing cases, he also serves as the Chief Administrative Officer for the U.S. District Courts there in New York. So this is someone coming to I've made the statement publicly. I've known Judge Mukasey by reputation, of course, because I did a lot of practice in New York. In fact, I practiced with a law firm in New York for a number of years and was litigating regularly in New York City. Judge Mukasey has an exceptionally great reputation. He is a man, I think the pick by the president was good for the department and good for the United States. On the war on terror, he's had more experience than any other U.S. District Court judge in the country because he handled the very first case involving Abdul Rahman, the blind sheik that attempted to blow up and did cause damage and loss of lives in the first World Trade Center attack in 1993. So this is someone that has the experience. He also handled the initial trial of Jose Padilla. So when you look at his experience on the national securities issues, very, very good, very tough, and I think will be an excellent Attorney General nominee. The department needs and the fact of the matter is the department right now needs a boost of confidence, and I think bringing in a former federal judge will do that.
It is. It's interesting. He served 18 years. He was nominated by President Reagan to the District Court in New York. He served until 2006. From 2000 to 2006, he was the chief judge of that very, very important district court in New York City, as well as that important trial where there were 10 terror suspects, including the blind sheik, Abdul Rahman, regarding the plot to blow up the United Nations. Also, the plot involved the World Trade Center and other New York buildings. He sentenced Rahman to life. The other co-defendants got 25 years to life. That was an important decision. And of course, so much of the job now of the Attorney General, Dad, is the war on terror and protecting American citizens here and abroad.
We want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A new Attorney General. We also want to hear from you about a victory in Washington State. Many of you, thousands of you, contacted us last week. The issue, reading for pleasure and a ban on the Bible. That ban has been reversed, and the Bible can be read without the fear of retribution in the school districts outside of Tacoma, Washington. A victory there. We are still following up on that story involving the Bible in Missouri. Your comments on the Attorney General, your comments on a victory in the Bible banning situation, you give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You spoke out, your voice was heard, and the end result is the policy has changed. So if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. As we go to the break, we want to encourage you. I can't think of a better day for you to join and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. We're going to give you our booklet, Defending Liberty. It has a DVD that goes with it as well. As a member of the ACLJ, you help us literally town by town, city by city, and around the globe. If you want to join the ACLJ, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to become a member of the ACLJ. You can also do so online at aclj.org. If you want to talk to us about the new Attorney General or the victory in the Bible case, 800-684-3110. Call us with your questions.
The ACLU, a threat to our freedom, a threat to our way of life. The ACLU is committed to rewriting history and our Constitution. They want to strip our nation of its religious heritage, and they want to censor your right to speak out freely about your religious faith. They oppose the posting of the Ten Commandments and are fighting to remove the Mount Soledad War Memorial Cross in San Diego. They oppose our nation's efforts to combat terrorism, and the ACLU is fighting to keep abortion legal, even opposing the national ban on partial birth abortion. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Stand up to the ACLU and join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. Right given by God.
Hey, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, that situation last week in Washington State has been resolved. The school district has changed its policy in the Reading for Pleasure program. The Bible can be a book selected by the students. By the way, a lot of very prominent lawyers, including a very famous law professor, Peter Irons, reviewed the material and came to the same conclusion. And Peter would find himself generally, Professor Irons, in the church-state separationist camp, but he thought that we were absolutely correct on our policy analysis and let the school district know that he thought that the policy in place was unconstitutional. The school district has changed that policy. And remember, the parents were required to sign a statement saying basically that they will not allow the student to utilize the Bible. Comic books were allowed, magazines, but not the Bible. That's been changed, so we've got a victory report there. We're very encouraged about that. There is a situation we are following up on right now in Missouri, and we wanted to talk to a parent that's involved directly in this matter, and this, again, is involving the Bible. Suzanne is on the phone from Missouri. Suzanne, welcome to the broadcast. Tell us what happened here.
We're having a teens kids, and what they're doing is they're busing them to the church, which is fantastic. But the principal got on the bus and was stated that the kids could not get their Bibles out during school or on the bus until they actually reached the church.
So do you have a student or a daughter or son that was in the class that actually heard this? I mean, because here's the thing that, you know, concerns everybody, this idea that somehow if you have a statement by a principal saying, don't do this, how dangerous that could be.
You bet, yeah. You know, it was my child and my niece that heard this, and they was telling me on the way to gymnastics, and I ride the bus, but I heard this afterwards. So I did not hear it personally, but it was from the kids that they were telling me this.
Well, the fact that your daughter told you this and your niece, and I want people to understand this around the country. We're talking about a situation where students are being taken to an off-campus program, which a lot of schools do. This one is to a church for a program, which is done all the time. It's called release time. It happens all the time. But the Bible was deemed to be off limits here. What have you done? Have you talked with the principal as of yet?
Not as of yet. We just found out last week, and I was trying to find out what our rights are. It seems like that the Bible has become taboo, and it's like we're living in a foreign country, you know, and we don't have our rights of, you know, our religious rights. It's like the kids feel like they have to whisper if they're going to talk about God.
I will tell you this, that the fact of the matter is, and our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice are helping you with this, we're going to get this policy changed, and we're going to get it changed quickly and get it resolved. But I wanted you to know that we got a great decision or a great change of policy in Washington State. We expect the same thing in Missouri. So hang in there. We've got our lawyers helping you on this, and I've got my legal staff working on it. And we hope to get. I hope by the end of the week we can report this as a victory and get that policy changed as well. And thank you, Suzanne, for calling us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. There you go, folks. It's individuals like you. If you've got a legal issue, by the way, in your community, simply go to the ACLJ.org. Go to the About the ACLJ section. You see, contact us. Let us know. We're here to help. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Questions in your community? Issues that you're facing? You give us a call.
Let's go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Nick is calling from New York on line 2. Nick, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys. Just a quick question. What resistance are we going to get from the Democrats on this nomination?
Well, you know, so far they've come out because Chuck Schumer likes this judge. That's the senator from New York. The judge has got tremendous bipartisan support in that regard. But they're not going to like. Let me tell you where I expect the Democratic opposition to be. This guy's been really tough on the war on terror issues. I mean, he's probably the toughest judge in the country. He's fair, but he's very critical. He called in an editorial he wrote. He talked about Islamic fascism and the war on with radical Islam. So he's not afraid to really deal with this issue. And deal with it significantly. So he's a tough judge. And New York judges tend to be, I will tell you that. I happen to have a lot of respect for him. I've seen his work. I've read his opinions. I practice in New York a lot, so I know the judge. I even believe at some point years ago we had a case in front of him, although I can't remember which particular case. It may have been a motion. But he's a very fair judge, and he's well-qualified. He was the chief judge in New York. So I'll expect there's going to be opposition. That's the nature of it. But I expect this to be a pretty quick nomination, confirmation, and I don't think there should be much of a battle. This guy was the chief judge for the U.S. District Court of New York. Let's confirm him as the attorney general.
Well, it's interesting, Nick, too. Your senator, Chuck Schumer from New York, said while he's certainly conservative, Judge Mukasey seems to be the kind of nominee who would put rule of law first and show independence from the White House, our most important criteria. Of course, and then Senator Schumer goes on to say, we want to ascertain his approach on important and sensitive issues like wiretapping and the appointment of U.S. attorneys, but he's a lot better than some of the others. So what we're seeing here is exactly what we just talked about. Looks like everything would be fine with this nomination. Definitely will be some tough questionings on the war on terror kind of questions, and of course the judge being involved in many of those cases in New York. But at the end of the day, Nick, what everyone is saying in Washington is it looks like this nomination, you never know what's going to happen, but as of right now, it looks like this nomination will sail through.
I believe it's going to, and I'm optimistic. Here's what we got, folks, by the way. I want to encourage you, and I want to say a huge thank you to our members around the country that responded so strongly to the situation in Washington State with the ban on Bible reading for pleasure. The Reading for Pleasure program banned the Bible. That has been changed. That policy has been changed. We're now focusing on the situation in Missouri. I'm optimistic that we're going to get that resolved as well. We will keep you posted. See you at the polls coming up. Great information posted at ACLJ.org. And I sent an email out to all of you and encourage you to download the See You at the Poll letter. Take it to your local school administrators and officials so there won't be a problem. But I want to encourage you today to do something positive, and that is join the American Center for Law and Justice. Become part of our ACLJ team. There's absolutely no obligation, no cost to become a member of the ACLJ. In fact, we'll send you material. We'll send you our Liberty, Defending Liberty video or DVD. We're going to send you information. You can get our email up. Updates so you know what's going on the key cases. We want to encourage you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let's go right back to the phones. Neil is calling from Virginia on line 3. Neil, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Neil.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the air.
Sure.
I just want to make a kind of a question comment. It seems, in my opinion, that the Christian belief is the only organized religion in the United States that's being persecuted against. I don't really understand why that is, and since this is a country supposed to be based on, you know, freedom of rights, and why are they persecuting us? And one last thing, I'd like to add another comment. You mentioned about the war on radical Islam. I read yesterday online somewhere that the Nation of Islam has adopted the number 666 as their number of belief. That's incredible.
Yeah, I've not seen that, but I will tell you this, that in regard to Judge Mukasey, who's been nominated to the to be Attorney General of the United States on the war on terrorism. He's really tough. In fact, his opinions were some of the strongest on the war on terror. He had Abdul Rahman, the blind sheik, that was the mastermind of the first attacks on the World Trade Center and threatened to blow up the United Nations.
That's right. Rahman was sentenced to life in prison. The other nine co-defendants in that case were sentenced to 25 years to life. And that was Judge Mukasey's, at that time, Judge Mukasey's case at court in New York. So strong on the war of terrorism, on war on terrorism. And, of course, that is the focus right now, so much of the Department of Justice, during this last year and a half of the president's administration.
Yeah, and I think, look, we need someone that's going to restore confidence to the Department of Justice. I believe Judge Mukasey will do that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones.
Chris is calling from New Jersey on line 5. Chris, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, guys?
Yes.
Listen, I was wondering if you were aware of last week in New Jersey, a Supreme Court ruling that doctors do not have to disclose during an abortion that a human life is being taken.
Yeah, no, I am. And we're analyzing that opinion literally as we speak. I mean, this is was very disturbing. It comes out in the context it came out as the person asked. The woman that was undergoing the procedure said, is this a baby? And the response was, I don't have to answer that question. And you know, something about tissue. Maybe it's some tissue. So this is, again, it's called informed consent. And the Supreme Court has said informed consent laws are constitutional and it should not be a problem. But again, this is one of those situations where those forces against life are trying to get their views out any way they can. This happens to be the way they're doing it right now. We are looking at that. We're looking under the informed consent laws to make sure that the laws are complied with in New Jersey. New Jersey's law is not as strong as some of the other states, unfortunately, but we will keep you posted. ACLJ.org is a great place to go for information. If you need to contact us about a legal issue, you just go to ACLJ.org. Go to the About Us section. There's a contact form right there, and if there's an issue we can help you with where you're involved, we want to be able to help you. Let me encourage you as you get ready to take a break. We're thrilled with this victory in Washington State. It was a great decision there, changing the policy so that reading for pleasure now can include the Bible. We had Suzanne on earlier. We're working on a similar situation now in Missouri. We'll keep you posted on that as that progresses as well. But we want you to join and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today.
There's two easy ways to do so. You can go to our website, aclj.org, or you can call right now, 877-989-2255, our toll-free number to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. You'll get an American Center for Law and Justice membership card, a copy of our booklet, Protecting Your Liberties, and a copy of our DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law, all absolutely free. Become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and become a member online.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel organized by the American Center for Law and Justice that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. That it was just more in-depth. Oh, it was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you'll be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us, and you will never be the same.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-9 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
One 800-684-3110 is the number. By the way, we have got the See You at the Poll event coming up September 26th, 7 a.m. Schools across the country will participate, and actually schools around the world. We sent out last week to about almost a million people. We sent out a email that included access to our See You at the Poll prayer. It's called Gather, Unite, Pray is what the See You at the Poll event is called. They're using John 17, 20 through 23. As the theme for this year's program. We hope to get a See You at the Poll representative on in the next few days. But that I encourage you to go to the website at aclj.org. We've got great information there posted about See You at the Poll and the legality. Shouldn't be any problem. We've had a couple of contacts that have come in about advertising for See You at the Poll. You can advertise for it, students, and we've got that being handled and shouldn't be any problem. Now, I do want to announce, and we mentioned this last week, that we are now taking reservations for our tour to Israel, leaving on June 17th. It is going to be an incredible, incredible trip. The panels that we've got lined up, the people you're going to meet, generals with the military, government leaders with the Israeli government. We're going to be going to having lunch with the Israeli Defense Forces, meeting with the leading academics on the Middle East situation, biblical experts as well. It's going to be just an incredible trip. They're actually taking reservations now. A lot of you have been calling. We encourage you to call our tour office information number and get information or actually go ahead and register.
1-800-662-5406 is the number to call to get more information or to sign up and pay and get ready to go for this trip next summer. You can do either. So if you need more information, you can call the number. If you're ready to book the trip, you can call this number, 1-800-662-5406.
And we're hoping to be, it looks like we're going to be in Israel the week of October 6th, and we will be broadcasting from Israel throughout our entire radio network here in the United States. So that'll be encouraging. We'll be in Israel, and we'll give you some updated reports there. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is the number.
Let's go right to the phones. Raymond is calling from Rhode Island on line 3. Raymond, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Raymond.
Hi, good to talk to you, Jay.
Hi, you too.
I read in the Providence Journal, I'm in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes, sir.
And there's this growing group called Nonbelievers and Atheists.
Right.
And they'd go as far as not even to see a prayer room available in hospitals.
Yeah, they want they want the chapels out of the hospital facilities, especially hospital facilities that are government owned. So if you've got a community or a county hospital in your community, they'd like, some of these groups would like to see the actual prayer chapel. They also don't want chaplains, by the way.
Is this something that they could actually work towards? Is this a reality?
Well, they could try, but let me tell you this. There's nothing in the Constitution that prohibits a prayer chapel or a prayer room to be set aside in a hospital, even if it's a government hospital. After all, the Congress has a prayer room in the United States Capitol. So I think it's a ridiculous attempt, but it shows you the nature of some of these groups that would go. We've had cases like this before, and we actually had a case involving prayer at the Capitol where there was some opposition. We filed a federal lawsuit on that and won. So you can get good results. You just got to be aggressive in your response, and that's exactly what we do at the American Center for Law and Justice. So, Raymond, I wouldn't be overly concerned about it, but I will tell you this, American Center for Law and Justice, we are on top of the situation, always looking out for those kind of cases. That's what we do at the ACLJ. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Let me again say a huge thank you to thousands of you that contacted us literally in a 48-hour period. On the situation where the Bible was banned reading under the Reading for Pleasure program in Tacoma, Washington area junior high school. That has now been reversed. That policy is reversed. You did hear from Suzanne earlier today that she's got a difficulty right now in Missouri where the principal said, do not take your Bible out of the backpacks while you're on the bus. Do not take your Bibles out while you're in the school. We're working on that situation as we speak. That's another reason why you should join and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. I really think it would be a great situation for you, and it certainly helps us around the country.
Very easy to do. So you can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. It's our toll-free number to call and join with us. You'll get an ACLJ membership card, as well as a DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law, and Protecting Your Liberties, a new book that we put together for you. Just call 877-989-2255 to stand as a member with the American Center for Law and Justice, or go to aclj.org and sign up online. Eric is calling from North Carolina on line 2. Eric, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Eric.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Hi. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to get the religious release time program started here in Guilford County. And
okay.
We're running into problems. I understand that they don't have to, from what I can
correct.
Understand by law, allow us to do that program.
Right. They don't have to. Let me explain to people first what release time is, and then we'll get to your particular question, Eric. Release time is a program that was really very popular. It started in the 1960s, where while religious instruction could not go on schools, in order to accommodate the religious beliefs and values of students, the school did a release time program. That is, they allowed students to go to a particular off-campus location, may have been a church across the street or whatever it might be, for a release time where they could have biblical instruction or a Bible study. It was very, very popular in the 50s and 60s and 70s. A lot of school districts still do it. But you're right. It is discretionary on the school. They have the right to decide. What is the basis of the opposition you're having in your county?
Okay. They do not want to assist us in passing our permission slips, and we've succumbed to that. Now, we've started going out into the neighborhoods and getting permission slips ourselves, but then when we bring it back to them, they're sort of discouraging the parents when they call to verify that that is their signature.
Well, I mean, they could look. There's policy. They have the right to enforce neutral policies to make sure that people are really going and that kids. I mean, to release them off campus. But there's nothing constitutionally that prohibits a school from offering a release time program for its students' benefit. They have the right to do that. So I'm not, you know, they have. But look, on the security issues and making sure the parents are really consented, I absolutely understand that they want to do that and they're encouraging students to do that. Talking about big events on the schools, I want to let you know that See What the Poll is coming up on the 26th of September. This year it's called Gather, Unite, and Pray. Go to ACLJ.org. We've got a letter there that we've now sent to just about everybody that is on our emailing list. Almost a million of you are getting a copy of this letter. It is in great detail, and it puts out what can be done on the campuses regarding advertising for See You at the Poll, and we encourage you to get that information to your school board. What I encourage you to do, we linked it right to our website so you could download the letter, take it to your local school district, and that will get it handle any questions that the school district might have. See You at the Poll is a great event, over 3 million students participating in it, and we're very encouraged that it's going to be taking another place this year.
Yeah, that's right. September 26th, next Wednesday at 7 a.m. So regardless of where you are, what time frame, it's 7 a.m. in your state, in your time zone, next Wednesday. Again, folks, more than 3 million students. What started as a few thousand students, now more than 3 million students from all 50 states participate in See You at the Poll. And it also takes place in more than 20 countries. Places like Canada, Guam, Korea, Japan, Turkey, the Ivory Coast, all have See You at the Poll events. But again, next Wednesday, September 26, 7 a.m.
Yeah, and I would encourage you to do that. I'm taping something for the Trinity Broadcasting Network this afternoon. That'll be airing, I think, on Thursday during their behind-the-scenes program with Matt Crouch talking about the See You at the Poll event. So I want to encourage you to participate. I think it's going to be a great, great event. We're very encouraged that the success rate has been so good. And there's been so few legal problems over the last few years, which is always great. But you got to stay vigilant. I know that we've had a couple this year with the Wilson County litigation in Nashville, Tennessee, where the ACLU tried to stop the See You at the Poll event, or at least delay the time at which it would take place, and also a situation that developed in that we're concerned about right now involving advertising, where students were told they could not advertise the See You at the Poll event. ACLJ lawyers working on that as well. Tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to talk to you about two new cases going to the Supreme Court of the United States involving the Ten Commandments. We're going to let you know how you can help keep these towns and cities encouraged to continue the good fight to keep these Ten Commandment monuments in place. We'll let you know how you could participate in that tomorrow. Again, a gigantic thank you to our friends and members from around the country. A big win in Washington State, allowing the Bible to be included in the Reading for Pleasure program. That's because of you. The Missouri case goes forward. We're researching that and working on that as we speak. So we're very encouraged there. And I want to encourage you today, as we close the broadcast out, to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Two easy ways to do so. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today. Your membership is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a thing. You'll get an ACLJ membership card, a copy of our new booklet, Protecting Your Liberties, and a copy of our DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. Call our toll-free number. Stand with us. Join the American Center for Law and Justice today. 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and sign up to become a member online.